Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Principal Beth McBride and preschool teachers Monica Kalupa and Sonia Lovesmith of St. James Elementary School about getting students ready for preschool. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And as the teachers who get to work with the students each day, do you have a favorite project or activity that happens during the school year that you look forward to as an educator?
You know, that's a tough question because every year it's a little bit different. It depends on the students. It depends on their likes and dislikes. Art is always a fun time to see what they come up with because art is a process, not an end product. So we do finger painting. This year we did finger painting on the table and then they laid the paper over it and so they got the print off of it. Some kids randomly finger painted, others actually did a picture of a heart or a family or something and then that print is up. So they just get to see the process and it's neat to see how their mind works and what they come up with. I would say probably art for me or the mixing.
Art and craft and even storytelling. In January, one of my favorite units is fairy tales, folk tales, and rhymes from a long time ago. And to take the children back in time and explain to them there was a time when you couldn't just turn on the light or get your iPad or go to the cook stove and turn on the flame and start cooking. You had to build the fire. You had to light the candle to get light. You had to tell the stories to hear them. You couldn't just open a book. And we try to reenact that, and they have a blast doing it. And we do cooking activities and crafts from that time period, too. That's probably one of my favorite things to do.
One of my favorite things that our preschool students are able to do is that they have music once a week with licensed music therapist Elizabeth Tennis through the Joy of Music. And so they have songs that are written by her specifically focused at early childhood learning. And she teaches them a lot of skills just, and again, those social skills and those, you know, there are a lot of counting skills, whether they're doing it formally, they're not counting to four, but they're feeling pulse and beat with her. And so that's one of my favorite things to do. And the other thing that is that we have, because we are a pre-K through 5 building, our littlest people get a chance to have older students role model for them. So we have a lot of interaction with the older grades. And we have reading buddies that up from the older grades. And sometimes our reading buddies are even third graders that will come in and partner with those students. And so those are my two favorite things about what our kids get to do throughout the year.
And as parents start to think about whether their student is ready or not, is there an orientation or an informational meeting that they can attend?
We have a Connecting to Preschool night, and it is the 22nd of February. It starts, there are two sessions for it. Parents may choose whichever session that they attend. One is 4 to 5, and then the next session is 5:30 to 6:30. And so parents may choose whether they're interested in 3-year-old preschool or 4-year-old preschool. They can come to both because we kind of look at our preschool program as the whole package. And so we're going to have both teachers present so that they can talk about both programs. And it'll just be a really informative evening for parents to be able to visit with the teachers and get to know the program and visit the center and the rooms and see the opportunities for their children.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Principal Beth McBride and preschool teachers Monica Kalupa and Sonia Lovesmith speaking about getting students ready for preschool. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.